you were saying about wedding dresses and boutiques and
yeah,
bridal
charging.
Shops and stuff like that.
When you're
I didn't write it down.
Did you have a listen then? Yeah. Pull up a chair.
Okay.
When you are searching for your wedding dress or your daughters or stepdaughters or whatever, were you charged for the pleasure of a bridal shop appointment? More and more bridal boutiques are charging as high street and online brands have started to compete for bride business. Siobhan Craven-Robbins is a wedding coordinator. Morning to you, Siobhan.
Hello there.
So lots of people are getting a bit annoyed about this. What's going on?
Well, it's actually been something that's been in practice for some time. I mean, I can recall it maybe from sort of 10 years ago, but it's perhaps become a little bit more common now. It's largely put down to, just as you correctly said, the sort of competition from high street and online now. But as I say, quite a few designers have already done it in that they work from workshops generally. Perhaps they can only take at the most a couple of appointments at the same time. So it's not like going into a department store and picking out five outfits and going into a changing room where there's maybe 20 booths in it. So it's their time as well. They've got to be assured that that bride is definitely interested and that it's worth them giving up those 2 hours, because it's expert attention that you get for those 2 hours as well. As I say, it's not like going into a changing room in a department store. You're going to be measured, you're going to be given advice, you're going to be given ideas, you're going to be given suggestions, understanding about, I don't know, corsets or necklines or different fabrics, how they move, etc. So it's a valuable 2 hours to both that bride and the designer.
And it's interesting, isn't it, because you do get that one-on-one attention and yet people feel a little bit aggrieved about paying for it. Why do you think that is?
I'm not really sure, because I think if you're really interested, you're not going to resent it. And if you do go ahead with that bridal wear designer, that money is then refunded, or, you know, it's put towards the cost of that dress. You know, it's not lost money in that way. And I think at most they're £100, but on average somewhere between 20 and 50 for these appointments. And I think for that sort of expert advice, it's more or less invaluable.
Yeah, and they are, I mean, presumably in the same way that many high street stores are suffering now, it's make or break for a lot of bridal boutiques, because you know that you can get everything online now.
Exactly, and it is. You know, I know myself with some of the designers that I work with who've closed their shops because they don't really get passing trade as such. It is by appointment only, and if somebody doesn't turn up for that appointment, you know, that's a wasted 2 hours that you cannot rebook. And let's say it is a 2 hour appointment, they can do four on a Saturday, so losing one of those appointments is 25% of that day's business gone. You know, you can't just ring somebody up and say, can you come in now? So it is challenging for them.
Do they need to think as well? I mean, are businesses adapting to, because clearly a wedding dress is something that you need to try and it's not fast fashion, but do those shops need to adapt a little bit more to what they're offering their customers?
Well, I think more and more of them are now, and in that they're putting their dresses in as concessions, say within, I won't name any, but there's various sort of bridal stores that will carry a number of designers. So brides can go in and see sort of a selection maybe of 10 or 12 different designers. And they obviously can cater for more people. They've got more changing rooms. So I think that's the way they're going, because what you don't want to remove is that bespoke service, because that devalues it. And that's not why you're going to that bridal wear designer. You would then go to the high street if that was your budget, or that you just didn't want to spend thousands of pounds on a dress. There are alternatives.
And what's the average cost now of a wedding? Has it stabilised?
Should we guess?
Gosh,
yeah, go on, you go first.
15 grand?
Oh, Nikki, when? In the 1970s?
Is that what you spent on yours? I would.
It's a lot of money.
This is still a lot of dough, isn't it? 22? What is it?
I think the national average is around 28,000, but to be realistic, I think it's more nearer the sort of 40,000. And obviously, it depends what you're doing, where you're having it. You know what I mean? It's somewhere like London can work out more expensive. Sometimes, originally, sort of a while ago, going abroad was cheaper, not so much now because of the euro versus pound. But yes, it's around the sort of 28, 29, but I think realistically, it's nearer 40.
It's a lot of money just
for one day.
You can have a lovely job.
And you want to make sure you well invest it.
You can have a lovely wedding for 15, though, if you just did it a certain way, couldn't you? You know, sort of cut back and had a happy, friendly time, a family time, lots of laughs.
Yeah,
sandwiches, ukulele player. Go on.
Exactly. It all depends, really, what you want to do. Yes, and you can. You could go to a pub, you don't have a wedding dress, there's ways to sort of cut those corners. But if you're wanting the best, then like anything in life, you've got to pay for it. And often it's a couple's dream, isn't it? And particularly a bride.
Yeah. Or you could, as Michelle Dignan has just messaged me, go to an end-of-the-line warehouse and then you don't have that problem. You know, there's a woman who knows a bargain, and she did look stunning on her wedding day. So let's not be snobs about what we pay for the dresses. Siobhan Craven Robbins, thank you for joining us, wedding coordinator.